Yeah, you like that? Okay. Bye. Watching the line. Evangeline! Oh no, this is what I make. Not some. Boy, the question, I think there's an accelerometer in here, and it chunks around there in the mic. People think I go like this all the time. Nobody wants to do that. That's okay. It's like, my family disappeared. Yeah. The whole thing. I think I've almost got the estimate done about voting the statement itself. But we have to. You have to get together and decide who you jointly voted for. That way you don't just make each other out. Like in your United States, you don't even vote together. Didn't vote for Hillary because she was a swamp rat. Didn't vote for Trump to be a jerk. Although he's turned out quite well, I think. I think he's been pretty good president, actually. Well, not all true, but. he doesn't say that. That's true. Yeah. He doesn't take a lot of sense to me. I kind of respect him. Oh, he's got the power to be. Let's see if he was talking to Waka. Sorry. I just said he was kicked out of Waka. You know? It's like scary. We'll be carrying on a wonderful conversation with some person, and then they'll figure out your life to say, and feel their eyes turn red. And decide they can't be your friend anymore. And you're going, what happened? You just kind of want Trump to everybody. You have very feelings with him around. So, yeah, you couldn't vote for him because some point. I didn't think much of him. No, no, I might vote for him. Anyway, I don't know. I'm not having fun. You voted for Neil Castle. Constitution Party. What? Castle who? It's like, yeah, he's down there. Didn't vote Libertarian? I go, no! Because we didn't want to vote Libertarian. We like Mary Johnson. Hi, Jeff. And I love her a little. And she went back. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, Mary Johnson seemed to be all about marijuana and stuff. Like, you know, that's one of the things important, that people can get all, you know. Yeah, principle. Why did you think that talking about all that would be such a thing? I guess it was. It was more votes than anyone would have seen them did.
Well, what lost it to you? Something
that's happening. Oh,
and
the
Middle
East. And the what? Aleppo, they said Aleppo. I don't know. What?
Aleppo.
And you're going,
okay.
Oh, please. Just so you know, apparently, cast is bring up on
this.
Oh. All right. Let me decide to go from your castle. That is not a party. There's no, well, there is an independent party, but that's not how it goes in this world. It just means that you're independent of the party. Which means, no, unless you're libertarian. Well, I can vote libertarian primary. You're upset because in primaries, you don't have a primary. You're independent. You can still vote in the big one. Usually, guys already passed, but, you know, you have to pretty much go party then, you know. On this judge, I vote for either the Republican or the Democrat. If there was somebody else you wanted to vote for, that decision's already been made. If they decided to party. That's the only difference. You're not upset. Because I was being able to vote, and you weren't, and you were mad. But I was only allowed to vote for people who had declared libertarian, which is about two people. Very exciting. Usually no challenge when it comes to it. It's going to make it that way already. There isn't a... There really is a primary system for libertarian. You either don't have people to make it worthwhile. So when it comes to the president and the vice president, it's actually chosen completely by a convention in New Mexico. You don't get on the various political candidates. Like John McAfee's boy. Dude, man, you're being choked up to the freaking debate. John, we all know you're an interesting businessman. You did a good job. We all know you're a little potential American now because you don't trust the American system anymore. Interesting, you want to be the president of the United States, and you're going to have to come back to America and do it. I hope they're having a good conversation.
not.
Is that it? You want to get back behind me and jog a little? Okay. That's workable. Oh, Matt. I think you are a rescue dependent. It just doesn't go the way you want. If you want to go to the primary, register as one of the bigger parties. Don't have you a lot. It's funny now that the libertarians and all these parties can register as an extra. I didn't, that's why I never registered as an independent, because I knew I could support the primary. The libertarians got bigger. Of course. Yes. It ends up being a party of legalizing fraud. They're going, yes, that's a byproduct of having your liberty. It shouldn't be the centerpiece of trying to save the lives.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm really going to do a lot.
I don't know if it's really an addictive thing. I think it's that people like what it does for them, and they want to have that feeling over and over again, which I think is slightly different from it. This means when you take it, you've got to have more of that, even if you don't want more of it. You've got to go through it, yeah. But you don't want to have the wrong problem. And that was one of the big things. Cigarettes have much higher addictive quality than a lot of them. Doesn't make it any better or any worse. It's the best of the best. Marijuana doesn't do that. But who cares? I don't care with the garbage. Not interesting. I don't need any more office space of mine than I already have in my house. I'll be done with it. Maybe not. Wow. Not being from force. Here you go. On which party decides to take it up, they get all draconian about it. That's what I'm against. Somebody say, let me say what I'm going to do. That's different. You got a little book. This is the G. Obnoxious person next door to other people. Oh, that's not fun. That's my only take on it. We're here for marijuana communications. Government out. Question for us. I think it's a bad idea. I don't think we should do it. I don't think it's a good thing. I just thought, am I going to make it illegal? And what's the proper punishment for doing this? And we go, I don't want to do that. I don't want to abort somebody. You feel like you want to live with the consequences of it. guess so. Yeah, but yeah, I completely agree with the people who say people who have a problem with abortion should not be forced to pay taxation to pay for it for the people. But that's evil. And that's most of what the judge is fighting for. Well, people are totally willing to educate their kids in spite of it, which is fine. You know, it's like, wow, good for them. And then the minister gets all weird about that. You can't do that. Then you go, he says, yeah. He says, I'm paying the tax. Get out of my face. You get all the money as if my kid was going to school. In your school district, you don't have to house him. You don't have to feed him. You don't have to worry about the fact that, well, frankly, that my kid's an awesome test point. I mean, it was really pumped up, you know, how you look on your ring.
Yeah.
Sorry. But I think is what a lot of the school district superintendents are most upset about. When it gets down to it, when somebody explains it to me, they go, no, you need to be against them. Why? Because you're losing your deficit. And you're going to be stuck with all the refugees. And they go, yeah. Just that it was going to do anything. Even when there was a whole thing, you could put them in private schools if you were rich enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you just got to know that public education is for people who don't have the initiative to get their kids anything better or different. I love how they always come back and say, well, most of the parents homeschool because they don't have to wake up early. And you're going, now that's stupid. Why would you want your kid to be out in the house all day? Because, you know, I don't think your logic holds up. I think an incredibly almost no people through homeschooling because they're less responsible. Plus, sending your kid to school is shifting, is more often than not shifting your parental responsibilities off to school. But it's okay because everybody does it, and it's socially acceptable.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to say that. I think that, well, let me tell you, for the microscopic number of people homeschooling kids, there's a microscopic number of those that do it just because they say, I don't want to have to get my kid up and get him off of school by himself.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people.
They aren't saying they've got an experience, that's what they've been told. Once they have some experience, they'll go, oh my God. So, you know, it feeds into the whole kind of mantra of, I'm a wonderful teacher. If I didn't do my job, kids would be stupid. Right? And it really is something that they can't grasp completely, because if they did, it would be an indictment of what they sold themselves to. Right? I mean, our adults don't have to do better in my classroom than they do at home. Basically being taught nothing. They're going, I'm sorry. I said, I wouldn't be surprised if this is half the reason why they got rid of Texas. was because it didn't support their basic mantra of it. I'm not the crazy one who said, "This is a private time to all the roads." I don't have a problem with going with your head. No, I don't want them to stop me from putting in a private time. There?
Sure.
Look at this one. Tell me. This is grit. You know what I mean? No, that's me. Hi, Maury. Are those guys making you? Poor Maury. Interesting kids. Yeah. Alternative high school, GED, like kids are criminal. What's wrong with the children? Nothing. Well, not that way.
You know what?
All right. Hello, wake up, wake up.